When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, everybody. My name is Hafa Lombardino, and this is Translation Confessional. The Things Left Unsaid. Today, I'll be highlighting a song by Italian singer Tiziano Ferro. It's called Le Cose Che Non Dici, or The Things Left Unsaid. It's from his first album, Rosso Relativo, which came out in 2001. I just cannot believe it's been 20 years already. I remember it as if it were yesterday when Tiziano Ferro came on TV. It was actually with another song, Perdono, which I really like. It was so refreshing, I loved the beat, and the lyrics were pretty challenging, which is great for someone like me who consumes language through music. Unfortunately, I just couldn't highlight Perdono here at Translation Confessional Music Edition, because it's way too fast, and I know I'd lose my place while narrating the translation over on YouTube. Anyway, I had just moved to California, and I was trying to listen to as much Spanish as I could, so I had MTV en Español on, and the Spanish version of Tiziano's song came on. So, yes, I first learned about one of my favorite Italian singers in Spanish. To this day, I still have to make an effort not to remember the Latin American version of his lyrics, so I can keep things separate and actually try to memorize his original words in Italian. I decided to highlight Le Cose Che Non Dici today because it's amazing to look back on it with some perspective. 9 years after his first album, in October 2010, Tiziano Ferro came out as gay and said he had struggled with depression and had a hard time accepting his homosexuality. I can't help but establish a connection between Le Cose Che Non Dici, released by a 21-year-old Tiziano, and Freedom by George Michael. The British singer became an international sensation in the 80s, when he was 20 years old, and quickly became a sex symbol, collecting a horde of female fans. As a 30-year-old man, George Michael released Freedom 90 and told the world that, at the beginning of his career, he was just a young boy who didn't know what he wanted to be. So, all we have to do now is take these lies and make them true. He put his feet down not to be sold as every little hungry schoolgirl's pride and joy anymore, and asked everybody to have some faith in the sound because he would really, really love to stick around. And George Michael stuck around for another 26 years after that, until he passed away in 2016. History repeated itself with Tiziano Ferro, who reintroduced himself to the world as a 30-year-old man at the height of his fame, despite the pressures of the entertainment industry, and has continued to give us great songs while being true to himself. I invite you all to pay attention to Le Cose Che Non Dici and appreciate the fact that the very young Tiziano from back then survived, matured, and found peace of mind in being who he is, the great musician his fans have always loved. I hope you enjoyed this clip and that it got you curious about what the lyrics mean in English. Now, I want to invite you over to YouTube for the full experience, since I'll be translating the lyrics into English according to my own interpretation. Send me an email at rlombardino@wordawareness.com or leave a voice message on my Anchor page. If I get enough feedback and voice messages, I can go back to the subject and post a special podcast episode with everyone's opinion on this very same theme. By the way, my Anchor page is anchor.fm/translation-confessional. I look forward to hearing from you. Stay tuned for weekly episodes and subscribe to Translation Confessional through your favorite podcast app.